This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You mentioned a topic that I've dealt with over a number of years here with kids being in sports. Heather, you are on the precipice of dealing with this.
We're just getting started.
You're just getting started. What, the first one is soccer for you guys?
Well, we've done gymnastics and dance, and now soccer has just started.
Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, and so Tom Glavin was, he was talking to a stadium. They had him out there. They were honoring him as well as John Smoltz. John Smoltz had another great quote, but I'm going to start with Tom Glavin. And his quote was, if your kid is playing a sport and you've got a coach telling you your kid needs to play year-round because if he does not, the kid down the street is going to pass him by. Then he follows it up with, you need to run from that coach. I fully support Tom Glavin in this quote. There are so many coaches right now, and it is very concerning, all of the coaches that say you need to specialize in this sport. And if it's a sport where it's a certain skill, like in baseball, you need to focus on pitching. You need to focus on your position at first base or whatever it is. You need to definitely run from that coach. They say you have to play this one year round or you will be passed up. There is, in my opinion, great value in competing year round because you can't compete in some of these sports year round. Yeah, there's some indoor baseball leagues, but it doesn't get the job done in the winter here in Michigan. You need to be in a competitive environment. And that's one aspect of it. The other one is overtraining. So many of the kids are being overtrained in one sport, in one skill, which leads to risk of injury, leads to risk of burnout. A lot of these kids who could be great players, and I'm talking about great players in high school. I don't care what happens past that, whether you have a college career or not. It is up to the kid to determine what they're going to be good at, what they're going to work at, but they need to be exposed to so many different athletic skills and through competition.
You played three sports in high school. Right?
Yeah, actually four. It was track as well.
Right. Shot put.
High jump.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
See, I played
just
the big ugly.
I did high jump and discus, but discus, I could never get the footwork down. But it was just, I did it because of the footwork skill.
The footwork, and that's the thing. If you're a well-rounded athlete, you're picking up skills along the way and you avoid burnout. We wonder, can parents relate to this pressure, this fear of having their kid fall behind if they don't specialize?
Yeah, and there are so many coaches that will be in your ear. And a lot of the time, it's a money grab. Hey, you need to train year-round because, oh, in the off-season, you can train with me. It'll cost you, whether it's $25 a time, $50 a time, or we offer this program where it's up to thousands of dollars, and they'll make promises that they know they can't keep. Well, I'm gonna make your kid such and such, and he's going to have these opportunities. No, you don't know that. You can't promise those things. You could promise opportunity, and I'm gonna give your kid the opportunity to work hard, But sometimes kids have skills, sometimes they don't. And they can maximize whatever level they're going to get to. But if you are focusing on one skill, one sport, you're missing out on so many great things that competition or cross training. There are a lot of things that I did in basketball that certainly helped me in football or in baseball.
What if you're a late bloomer? Like, you think you're going to be this basketball star, but guess what? You end up playing football. Or you end up having a growth spurt, and then suddenly basketball is your best path to future success. That's where putting your toe in the water in different sports helps you out.
So, funny story. I don't know if I've shared this one before, but I played varsity basketball as a freshman, and I thought all I was looking for was a path to a college education. And because I had played as a freshman, and I started getting letters. The first one I got was from the University of Buffalo and Illinois State. And then all the letters started coming in for basketball. I thought, you know what? I'm going to focus on basketball because that's my path. I never thought about the NBA, never thought about the NFL or anything else. And the night before, and my football coach, Dick Moore, love you, coach, was always telling me, you'll play football, you'll play football. You need to have all of these different opportunities, these different experiences, blah, blah, blah. I walked into a Foot Locker, and I was my girlfriend at the time. We were just walking around a mall. I don't even remember what mall it was. I walked into a Foot Locker, and I told her, I said, hey, if they have size 15, which most shoe stores did not carry at the time, in a Nike Shark, then I'll play football. They had a Nike Shark and a size 15. I ended up playing football.
That's why you started playing football.
That's why I was already playing football before that, but that's why I continued playing football.
Oh, that was like a fork in the road moment. If this one Foot Locker in a random mall
did not have a size 15, I might not have ever played football, and I would have missed out on so many great experiences, so many great opportunities that football has provided me because I was so focused on, I have to focus on this one sport. Now, I played basketball throughout my entire time at Clawson, played baseball, ran track. And track was just simply to help me at my other sports. But that is the point of you can have a specialty. You can be better at something than something else.
Heather, have you put much thought into this? Because I know the kids are young.
Not yet. But I have girlfriends who have much older kids because Colin and I started having kids much later in life. And it's interesting. I don't know what it's going to be like when my kids get to high school. But I've had girlfriends say, well, no, my daughter who plays volleyball, she's got to be on this... I don't
Select
even know,
team.
Competitive team outside of high school just to make varsity. Like they say, my daughter won't make varsity unless she's done this league, this, that. Like, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's the feeling that she has as a parent.
Well, I know in the soccer world, there are some soccer coaches, private coaches, that will say, don't play for your high school. You have to play for our club.
Right.
And that's your path to a quote unquote scholarship or opportunity at the next level.
Well, how much of that is what this really comes down to? Because I think you should have your kids play as many sports that they enjoy and be well-rounded. But when they get about 15, 16, how much is that scholarship, the pressure to earn a scholarship, what forces you to specialize? Because if you're a fringe scholarship athlete, does it give you the best chance to get free college if you just say, hey, I'm going to focus on one for the last 2 years of my high school career?
But the numbers say
I know
that scholarship's not going to be there. And then you've missed out on... Like, there is an aspect of being able to do some things with your friends. Like, that's what high school is. But that's why I'm opposed to the early enrollees. That whether it's at Michigan or any other school, early enrollees, they miss out on the second half of their senior year. They miss prom. They miss senioritis. They miss all of the senior skip day. All those things that you have with you. You don't get those moments back. You don't get moments back if you don't play basketball with your friends. You miss out on all of the things athletically we're talking about, but you miss those moments, those relationships that are relationships that you will most likely have for your entire life.
Let's start with some of the phone calls, because I'm sure parents out there can relate to pressure in youth sports to specialize and how you deal with it. And do you let your kids play multiple sports? Or when it comes time, hey, scholarship's a big deal, does that end up winning out? Let's talk to Casey in Birmingham. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm 100% with John on this. I mean, when you're watching professional games, high-end D1 sports, it almost always gets mentioned that, hey, this kid could have went professional in this sport and this sport. He's a four-sport athlete. And, like, I ran track, you know, like John said, for other sports. You play basketball and you're doing plyometric workouts as you're having fun and playing a sport. Like, these kids that get, especially in baseball, like pitchers, and they get locked in as a pitcher, and then they're scheduled for Tommy John surgery before they even get to college, and it's overkill in a lot of, and especially like wrestling. Like, I wrestled through middle school, got to high school. As soon as they're like, "Hey, we want you to start cutting weight," I was like, "Well, that doesn't really align with me wanting to play football, which is my favorite sport. So, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore." So, you just have to, you know, take it all in and take the best parts of each one, and it's what makes you a better athlete all around.
Mm-hmm. Makes you well rounded.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you don't know when you end up excelling in at the end of the day. The only thing I could relate to is the pressure of trying to get that scholarship. Because if you're not going to be a pro, and this is your one chance to get college paid for, given what it costs, six figures, that's probably what pressures people more than anything else.
Well, I would on the flip side of that, because it is so rare to get an athletic scholarship, I would say instead of investing in these private coaches and these travel teams, take that money, invest it in a mutual fund, right, in the stock market, because it's going to better serve you to pay for college than it is for all of these other things where you have no idea if your kid, right, is actually going to be good enough to earn a scholarship.
It's a great point. Heather's starting to go through this. Kids are young.
I just want them to have fun at this point, right, and introduce them to all sorts of different sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Feeling the pressure to specialize in youth sports. We thought some of you could relate to this. Tom Glavine saying this week, if your kid is playing a sport and you have a coach telling you he needs to play it year-round because otherwise the kid down the street's going to pass him, you need to run from that coach. John, you've echoed this. You played four sports in high school. Cross-training, competitiveness. We bring up that you never know which one you're going to end up playing beyond school, if any.
If any.
But you are a huge proponent of
multiple sports for every kid that wants to.
Yeah, and Heather's dealing with this a little bit now that
nothing like this
yet.
I mean, my daughter's only three. Brooks is one. He is not playing any sports yet. But no, I will. We're trying to figure out. I just want to introduce her to sports, but we will get there one day. I'm sure both of them will play.
Well, that's part of the thing, too. Some of them are lifetime sports.
Yeah.
Basketball, I can't go out and play football right now. As much as I would love to, I can't do that. But I can go out and play basketball. I can go out and play tennis. I can't play baseball, but I can go play softball.
We want to hear from parents who are going through this right now, because like, it is advice for Heather in the next 5, 10, 15 years here. And it is stuff that you can relate to. 248-539-9797. This pressure to where you're going to get passed by the neighbor kid who's playing soccer all year round, or he's playing basketball all year round. If you don't specialize in it, you're going to go and play something else. Good luck.
I do think people feel that pressure. I know my girlfriends do with their kids.
Oh, yeah. The pressure is there. And that's where when he says you need to run from that coach, I 100% think you do. Every coach that I've had for our kids, it's one of the questions that I pose to them before I'm going to send them off to play for them is, okay, in basketball season. That's the focus is during basketball season. But are you okay with them playing baseball in the spring? Are you okay with them playing football in the fall? If they say no, they need to just play basketball. Sorry, you're not the right coach for my son or daughter.
Texas is a great subject. My daughter's 10. She plays travel fast pitch. They've basically made it a full-time job between extra lessons and hitting. It's frowned upon to miss for any other sports. It's insane, Dave in Detroit. And this texter says, I see it every day. Eight-year-olds travel baseball all year round. Blows my mind. What happened to little leagues and school sports and two or three sports? Everyone thinks their kid is going pro and starts training them for that.
I'm not going to throw any travel sport under the bus because they provide great opportunities, especially baseball and girls softball. You got to go south to play against some really good teams and experience that competition. But that's for softball season. And you can have practices year-round, but it can't be at the risk of not playing another sport.
Amy in Beverly Hills. Good morning, Amy. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Hello. Thanks for doing this topic. I love it.
Of course.
So, yes, I have three kids. They're very sporty. Their father and I met on the soccer pitch. So sports are a big priority in our family. We have two boys that play travel, two different clubs. And one's heading into high school next year, undecided. But they definitely talk about, you know, make sure you're playing if you want, you know, a spot. However, my husband and I both grew up playing different sports. I played soccer, volleyball, basketball, and even ran track just for the heck of it in Detroit. So I believe that kids should be playing sports all year round, and that will make them a better athlete. And not every single one, like all of you said, they're not going pro. However, I think playing more sports makes them a better athlete. Mm-hmm. But some coaches do believe that they should just be playing their sport. Some.
Yeah, some, not all.
Experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not all, yeah. But yeah, some.
And you run from those coaches.
Yes, you have to.
How about Tom in Dearborn Heights? Tom, you know John well. What's up?
What's up? Good morning, guys. Hope everything is well. John, how you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you this morning.
Hey, so as a guy that's, you know, done this stuff for 45 to 50 years as a high school and a youth coach, absolutely run from any coach that tells you that you should specialize in something, because the chances of that happening, that you're going to make it, less than 7% of all kids that play high school athletics are going to go on to play in college. That Braves pitching staff, three Hall of Famers from the early 90s, and the fourth one was Steve Avery, who's a buddy of mine. They all were multi-sport athletes. And Tommy Glavine was also drafted in the NHL to play. So why wouldn't you listen to guys that have done it at the top level? And John has. Those are the guys you should listen to. And I tell parents all the time, if they come and they're asking for mentoring, just listen, we're going to practice, but it's not going to impede on whatever sport is in season. Go do it. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Listen to different voices. All three of my boys were blessed enough to play college athletics, and they were all multi-sport athletes. They had to listen to different people. It's just everything that goes with it just aids you way down the road, too, in your personal lives and in your business life. To pull back on those experiences of listening to different voices and listening to different coaches.
I think that's incredible advice, to listen to different voices. By the way, you coach John's son?
Yeah, Jack.
I do. I coach Jack.
Can we get a scouting report on him?
He's a good player. And okay. He's going to be, obviously, sitting next to John. You know, John's a big he's a big man, and Jack is getting that size. And he's a very coachable kid. He's got a very bright, whatever he chooses to do, he's got a bright future. He's extremely, he's really made a jump in baseball, and he's got a chance to be a really good player.
Tom, let me ask you this in regards to coaching and players that you've seen over your career that have specialized. What's the risk of injury?
Big time. Arm injury. And it can even happen if it doesn't. One of my best players, big lefty, probably had a chance to get drafted. He was 91 off the bump as a sophomore, and he's a left-handed pitcher, 6'3", 6'4", kid. Big, good, really good football player. And this was, he got hit in the arm, and he was a two-sport athlete, so he had a freak injury. He went through two Tommy Johns, and it wasn't due to him specializing. It was a freak injury. So anything can happen. But those guys that specialize, I can tell you unequivocally, there's only so many bullets in your arm.
Right.
And if you're throwing year-round, you're going to get hurt. Chances are probably 95% that you're going to get hurt.
Tom, it's good perspective. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
Of course. We got a ton of phone calls. Parents, coaches, perspective on youth sports and the pressure to specialize. We'll get to it after the update. It's 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.